Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, and welcome to Coffee with Ann Devotion. You are welcome whenever you might have the time to be drawn into the presence of the Lord. Allow yourself to be peaceful as you sip on your favorite coffee flavor and listen to thoughts from Psalm 119, verse 10, first from the New International Version. Lord, I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. And from the Message Version, a little updated, it seemed to hit home to me. I'm single-minded, totally focused, in pursuit of you, Lord. Don't let me miss the road signs you've posted. The author of this psalm must have had the same struggles in his walk as we do. As much as we come to love the Lord and commit to Him, we are susceptible to getting so tied up in life that we stray. He, our Lord, recently posted a road sign in my life to get me back on track. About a month ago, my insurance company offered an 8-week behavioral health care program, in other words, counseling, as an added support for living with cancer. At first, I thought, I'm fine. I don't need any counseling. But then I had second thoughts. Maybe I don't need it now, but down the road, what I learned might be very helpful. So I decided to participate. Every week for 8 weeks, a therapist spends 1 hour on the phone with me, and on a different day of the week for 1 hour, a coach helps me put goals in play. The primary focus of our talks have been about how to reduce stress, examining how I think when I feel stressed, how to change my thinking through meditation. We've also discussed how my sense of identity may have changed, how I see myself now, my support system, relationships, and several others. The goals I set for myself were centered around things I have to do to take care of myself for the cancer, use of time and organization. I wanted to plan meals better, take all my vitamins, be consistent about setting aside time for exercise and writing. The therapist insisted I add a hobby. I'm not known for taking time just to relax and have fun. My thought was, if I was more organized, I would have or be less stressed and guilty, feeling guilty for things I forgot or just didn't do. My first step was to get a planner that had a space to write in for each day. I tried that for a week or so and then decided I needed a timer planner with every hour listed. I spent a good number of hours filling out the days with all manner of things I had to do, needed to do, and wanted to do. As the days passed, I got more and more stressed. And then during a recent session, the therapist asked me this question. How has your life changed since you were diagnosed with cancer? I began to reflect on her question. I gave it a good deal of thought. Before cancer, I lived a Christ-centered, busy life. But I could not seem to give up control where issues with family or finances were concerned. I thought I had given control of my life and those close to me over to the Lord, but I kept grabbing situations back when a problem arose. When I heard the news of cancer, it was the moment I knew what giving up control really meant. Cancer is good about that. There's nothing you can do. The situation is out of your control. Then there were physically difficult days when I just didn't have the energy to handle problems. And I realized that most of the problems were not mine anyway. I felt peaceful, focused on one day at a time. And now, the new medication, feeling good, no side effects to slow me down. Then the therapist's question came back to me, and a big flashing light came in on my head, or in my mind, and I saw the Lord's signpost. In only 2.5 months of feeling good, I was back behaving like I was before cancer. Control had hit again right between the eyes, and I didn't see it coming. I was worrying more and more about everything that I have no control over, feeling guilty or just bad about not getting projects done, the well-being of family members and the issues in their lives, the state of the country, and all our futures, all kinds of things that I need to do around the house, that never-ending list. At that thought, I sat back in my chair almost in shock with the realization that as much as I intended to follow the Lord, I had taken my focus off of His guidance. That very special quiet time, without allowing my mind to wander to the to-do list, that peaceful place where I talked to Him as if He were physically with me. That time that is just ours, and the world and all its troubles seem to withdraw. I just am so powerfully reminded that when life is going pretty well, it is so easy for me not to set aside precious time talking to my Lord, reading His Word with sincere effort to understand His will in the words, to bathe myself in the wonder of His creation, to be so very grateful and tell Him so. As much as we hate discomfort, troubles, difficult situations in our lives, for me, they are necessary to keep me humbled, to embrace the peace of trusting the Lord's control in my life for my well-being and for those whom my life touches. Now I pray I will not let boxes in the basement and dirty toilets and worry and anxiety take me away from peaceful time with my Lord. I still have the planner, but I am working on finding a happy spot in using it. Some days it's pretty full, and other days almost empty, and I always have an eraser in case the Lord changes plans. Please pray with me. My dear, precious, patient Lord, thank You for calling us back when we begin to stray from Your presence. Help us keep a watchful eye on our reaction to life. Help us to stop and reflect. Are we tapping into Your peace with intentional time in Your presence? We ask these things in Your name. Amen. Thank you so much for taking time with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.